Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Joaquin. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're looking into the semiconductor space. Now, the industry is gathering steam. Global semiconductor sales increased 0.5% year-on-year to $28 billion USD in August, also marking its first year-on-year increase in 13 months. With new exciting developments in industry, including smartphones, tablets, wearables, 3D sensors, as well as the launch of the latest iPhone 7, how is this going to affect Malaysia's semiconductor volumes?
For the local counter, say it's more towards the launch of the iPhone 7. I'll call it the iPhone 7 effect. Because some of the Malaysian companies are indeed involved in the supply chain. The thing is, before iPhone 7 was released, most people, probably including you and me also, I think we basically written it off. You hear a lot of people saying it's boring, no design change, no new feature. So I think prior to that, the expectation was very low. However, when the phone was released in September, I think things seems to be much better than expected. I think the pre-sales orders, as well as I think the sales globally was not doing that bad. That's why this has been a positive sign for the local semiconductor companies. Especially, I think recent news also say that Apple is ordering new suppliers. I mean, the suppliers to produce new, more iPhone 7 for the holiday season.
And of course, last week we saw the Apple iPhone 7 finally arriving in Malaysia's shores. We saw several telcos offering some package tie-ups. Now, globally, quarterly sales for Apple fell 15.6% in the second quarter year-on-year. Now, is there any concerns over possible slowing smartphone sales?
I think if you look at second quarter this year, it's just another quarter of inventory correction for Apple. Because I think iPhone 6S was not selling that well since early this year. And also, if you compare year-on-year, I think there was also the high base effect because last year, iPhone 6 was did quite well. But yes, overall, I think in terms of smartphone sales as a whole, globally, are generally slowing down. I would say this is more or less to be expected since the smartphone penetration rate is already high in most countries. And right now, it's more like a replacement market instead of any new users buying their first smartphones. So that's why going forward in terms of for smartphone sales, it's definitely it's more important in terms of getting new features or new innovations to really spur the sales of smartphones.
And Joaquin, you've also upgraded Inari to a buy from hold with a target price of 4 ringgit. And you've also increased your earnings forecast by 5% for the financial year 2017. Now, do you think Inari can sustain its growth trajectory beyond just iPhone 7?
I think what is that the key product that Inari does actually is the radio frequency component, RF component for Broadcom, and these are supplied to smartphone manufacturers such as Apple and Samsung. I think why we expect to see further growth for Inari because if you know, the RF components in the Samsung is getting more sophisticated in order to support higher bandwidth and faster speed. This means even though unit sales for smartphone might be flat going forward, the RF players could still see growth because of this rising content in the smartphone. But hey, just to give you an example, previously a typical 3G phone probably have about $3 of RF content. Well, if you look at a 4G LTE phone today, actually easily have about $15 to $20 of RF content. So that's what will be driving the growth of Inari RF division. Apart from that, I think we're also optimistic about INARI newly set up testing division, which is housed at the new B21 plant. I think this division will benefit from more outsourcing jobs from other business segments of Broadcom. If you know the history between INARI and Avago, INARI used to serve Avago, and I think early this year, Avago actually merged with Broadcom. So there are actually a lot of new business segments that previously INARI didn't serve.
Definitely more exciting times for INARI. But your other top pick for the semiconductor space, Wokim, is Globetronics Berhad. Now, its share price has come down sharply this year from a high of 6 ringgit 34 cent in January. Now it's currently trading at the 3 ringgit mid levels. You've also upgraded this stock from a hold to a buy. Now, why are you bullish on Globetronics?
I think when we upgraded it from a hold to buy, I think the share price was trading quite a very low level. I think we find the valuation as well as the risk and reward is very compelling. That's why we upgraded to a buy. It was also after we can confirm that one of the new sensors, which the company has been doing, this optical sensor is found in the new wireless earbud product. So it makes us more comfortable about in terms of our projection going forward. Although the volume is not high right now, because it is being sold as a separate accessory, but we believe this wireless earbud could eventually be bundled together with a new smartphone model in 2017. So this will drive a lot more higher volume than what it is currently. So in terms of the earnings outlook, for 2016, I think the earnings will still be quite weak for Globetronics because of the low production volume for the current sensor. But I think 2017 is more positive, where you will see new sensor products from this optical sensor in the new wireless earbud product, as well as there could be possibly other new sensor product like the 3D imaging sensor, which unfortunately it was not adopted into the new smartphone this year. We should have more visibility of this 3D imaging sensor probably by first half of next year.
Last question, Wokim. Semiconductor stocks are also main beneficiaries of a weaker ringgit. But do you think this lower ringgit environment is expected to continue with another US interest rate hike decision coming in November?
I think semiconductor counters generally do benefit from the weaker ringgit, given that their sales is 100% in US dollar, while probably only 50 to 60% of the cost is in US dollar. However, it's not that easy to quantify the effect in that way because there are other factors to consider as well. I think, for example, if you look at last year when the US dollar was very strong, it actually affected the smartphone demand in emerging countries because smartphones become more expensive in local currency terms. This, in fact, actually partly offset the benefit from the stronger US dollar enjoyed by the semiconductors companies. So I think we will see, but overall, in terms of the effect, the effect is positive, but we just that it's not as positive as what everybody expects.
Thank you. That was Toh Woo Kim, analyst with Alliance DBS Research. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Stephen Innes, Senior Asia Pacific Forex Trader at Owanda.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.